Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Sass and the Beard. This week's episode is brought to you by our very first sponsor, Big River Materials here in Russellville, for all your dirt work, gravel, sand, and river rock needs here in the River Valley. Thanks, big thanks to Big River Materials for sponsoring our show this week. If you would like to sponsor Sass and the Beard, you can private message us here on Facebook or at beardsass@gmail.com. Well, this week, as you can see, I'm all by myself. Kristen had sort of a family medical emergency, so if those of you pray, please pray for her and for her family. But hopefully she will be back with us next week, so be thinking about her. Ozzy, I was not late this week. Actually, we're early. It is not yet 7 o'clock. Damita, where were the masks? I'm not sure I understand the question. For those of you who are familiar with our show on a regular basis, we want you to ask questions. We encourage you to ask questions. We will respond to you live during the show. If we don't know the answer, we will say, and usually I'm the one that doesn't know. Yes, Drew, thanks. Your clock, it just now became 7. Remember, there's a several second delay, and me with all of my technology knowledge here. But we've got a great show for you guys this week. As you noticed with the graphic at the beginning of the show, we are steadily growing in our ability to figure out technology, thanks to all the great people that are helping us with this show. Not so much me. I am sort of what you would call, if there was a name for a green thumb or a black thumb or someone that was terrible with plants that was with technology, that's what I am. But we are going to talk about some interesting things. I saw a new term on TikTok, of all places, and the term was spreadneck, which when we're talking about COVID-19, I realize that that's kind of offensive, but that's, you know, we have a little bit of offense to get you to see what we're talking about so that we can talk to you about things in a kind and passionate way, or in right in your face, because we're fire and water here at Sass and the Beard. But today, we're not going to be offensive. What we want to do is we want to talk to you about COVID-19 and how it pertains in the schools. And we're going to do that later. But first, we have some information related to the casino that we want to talk about first. And today, in our great city of Russellville, we had an opening of a new casino partner office, Gulfside Casino Partnership, celebrated its new River Valley Casino Resort office today, and they are on Commerce downtown in Russellville. There was a big event today, a block party this afternoon, and there was a public press moment there where there were many people in attendance. They had some food, some barbecue from Ridgewood Brothers, which is great barbecue, by the way. For those of you who've never eaten there, you should check it out. They gave a $10,000 check to the Arkansas River Valley Bike Fest. So if you want to go check out the Gulfside office for the River Valley Casino, you can go to 220 Commerce, South Commerce in downtown Russellville. What they did talk about at this meeting is they were ready to start taking applications for employees to their future casino that they are very much expecting to be able to build. Now, we know that we've talked many times here on our show that there are some hindrances to them starting their project, a lot to do with legalities. August the 9th, there will be a decision made about a specific aspect that could be pretty pivotal for Gulfside or the other dog in this fight at Legends, the Cherokee Nation business. And regardless of who you like, that the August 9th decision could be a nail in the coffin for one or the other. Or it could create a whole new a bed of frustration for those of you who are in support of a casino coming to Pope County. And now we know that there is a group of people who are not keen on having a casino in Pope County, and they are out collecting signatures to oppose the Amendment 100 naming Pope County as a place where there will be a casino, and they're working pretty hard to get that taken off, to get the name of Pope County off of Amendment 100. I have no knowledge of how many signatures have been collected so far, but we are waiting for them to turn in any kind of information for that. And once they do, we will share it with you. So that is the casino news. If you have any comments about that, or if you have any questions regarding that, I promise what I know, I will share with you. If you are looking to apply for a job, you can go to the rivervalleycasino.com and you can apply. You can fill out a form where you can apply for a job. Someone will contact you if you fill out the form online. And they have several of the jobs available there. And this is not in any way, shape, or form sponsored by any casino. This is the news that we have from today specifically, and we want you to be aware. So if there are any questions, I'll be happy to take them before we continue our conversation about COVID-19 and all of the things pertaining to that going on in our area. It's a lot different without Kristen here, because there's usually kind of a banter back and forth, and I work really well with banter. I do not work very well with me sitting here talking in the quiet. So for those of you who are watching, please banter back and forth with me so that I can communicate these ideas and thoughts with you and feel like I'm accomplishing something. It's all for me, really. It's not really for you. A quick little announcement. We also, for those of you watching here on Facebook, if you share this video with your friends, we really would like for others to know about our show and what's going on here in the River Valley area, politically or just news-wise. But also, we have a weekly podcast. This live video show that we do is a podcast as well on Spotify, on iTunes, on all the and Google Podcasts, all the more popular podcast streaming sites. And we have an additional podcast through the same podcast name that we are going to be airing soon in regards to weird Arkansas history, something Kristen and I have been bantering back and forth about over the last several months about what can we do to increase some content. And there are a lot of crazy things that have gone on in the history of Arkansas, and we are hoping to share some of them with you. If you, as our viewers or listeners, know of anything specifically in the River Valley area about weird history in the River Valley area, please send us an email at beardsass@gmail.com, or you can message us here on Facebook and let us know something specifically that would be really fun to talk about on a podcast about local Arkansas history. We got some comments here. Ozzy, I don't know which specific case on the 9th that the Supreme Court opinion will be about. But Debbie that's when the final briefs are due. Yes, she's much more knowledgeable about that specific issue than I am. An announcement here, there will be a Pfizer vaccine clinic for those who have gotten their COVID vaccine held in BOB on the Dardanelle High School campus on Friday, August the 6th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. for anyone ages 12 and older. And I know that if you're in Yell County, on this upcoming Saturday from the same time, the time from 9 to around noon or 1, if you are in the community of Mount George, at the Mount George Church, there will be vaccines available. given out there at that. They have a public event every year called Food on the Mount, and you can also get a vaccine at that event. And there are also school supplies at that event, food, like groceries available. If you need any kind of regular medical checkups or haircuts for your children, it's a pretty big tent type event there in Yale County at the Mount George Church on Saturday from 9 to around 1 or 2 o'clock. Yes, Allison, Weird History is a lot of fun. An old silver mine north of Dover. That's something we can check in, and we'll get back with you on that. But take a listen. If you haven't listened to our podcast, it's basically the repeat of the show. But we are going to start adding more content pretty soon for the Weird Arkansas History. So now it's time I would like to transition. You know, we talked about Gulfside Casino coming to town. If you have any more questions or comments about that, we can talk more about it. But really on everybody's mind right now is school is about to start. My wife is a teacher and she's getting ready. You know, we've spent several date nights at her classroom just preparing for getting her kids for, you know, in the next few weeks here. And so the main concern for a lot of us as parents and as teachers and administrators and all of the aspects of school starting is what are we going to do with COVID? We don't want a repeat of last year. Nobody wants, teachers don't want a repeat of last year. Parents don't want a repeat of last year. The administrators don't want a repeat of last year. The politicians do not want a repeat of last year. And to be honest, the kids don't either. but the Delta variant is running through our population pretty rampantly, especially here in the state of Arkansas. We've been on multiple national news showcasing how rampant it is running through our state. And I just have a little, the state legislature has been out of session and the governor has called them back into session to discuss Act 1002, which kept schools from mandating mask wearing within their buildings. And there's probably a lot more to that, but the specific part of it that most people are concerned with is that schools cannot say, if you're coming inside our building, you have to wear a mask. And that has provided a significant amount of concern from parents and teachers and administrators all across our state because of the way the Delta variant is running through our children in the state. And we have several updates on how COVID is affecting children. As of August 1st, 19% of all active COVID cases are in children under 18. Children under 12 account for more than half of that 19%. Between April and July of this year, there has been a 517 increase in the number of cases in children under 18. And an almost 700 increase in cases in children under 12 and under. Hospitalizations in children under 18 have increased by 270%, and 58% of the children hospitalized in July were under 12. And so that's from this morning. The governor today, the legislature has officially accepted the governor's declaration of emergency. So he called the legislature into special session for tomorrow at 10 a.m. And he has included two items for the legislature to consider. First item, whether to give school districts flexibility to implement a mask mandate for children under 12. And then, back in the spring, the governor ended the extra $300 in unemployment benefits that the federal government was offering who were out of work due to COVID. And he's asking that the legislature for their authority to opt out of those federal benefits. Now, if you have a teacher in your family, and with this being a major discussion right now, I know that there everybody has concerns about what are we going to do if a teacher gets COVID and they have to quarantine. You know, last year there were the teachers were taken care of. It wasn't like you had to take a sick day. You were able to quarantine, and some teachers taught virtually through quarantine, and some teachers were able to stay at home with their kids and recover if they and come back to school as soon as possible. There was a lot of unknowns with last year, and the school district got a lot of state money and federal money, school districts all over the state, to take care of the teachers. And I've seen a lot of people say great things about teachers from last year that have maybe turned their back a little bit on teachers when it's talking about this year. And now I know we all want to go back and live the life that we have every day before COVID-19 even entered our thoughts. But we all got a taste last year of what it was like to spend time with our families 24/7 and to have to teach our own kids math and science and history and English and all the things that our teachers teach those kids, our kids. And none of us want to do that. Again, I love my kids, but I love that they go to school and then I go to work and I miss them and I go back to them at the end of the day and I get to see them. And I love my kids enough to stay at home with them and teach them if I have to, but I don't want to do that. I didn't go to school to be a teacher. And so let's remember those things as we get into what we are going to ask of our public officials when it comes to masks in our schools, when it comes to the science behind vaccinations, when it comes to wearing a mask ourselves in public. And I am not here to tell you that you are a terrible person if you don't get vaccinated. You have to make those decisions for yourself. But what I have done is I've engaged in conversation with people who were afraid to get vaccinated and had just had a conversation, not to bully them, but to just say, what's your reasoning? Why do you not? What can I do to help you find information that can help you work through these fears and concerns? And if not, then that's your decision and I'll still be your friend, but I probably won't hang out with you. So there, Senator Breanne Davis, is on a committee that met, and forgive me for not remembering the name of the specific committee, but the committee, it had something to do with health, obviously. And there were doctors from, Children's Hospital there to discuss. If you haven't been following the local news, Children's Hospital has been pretty slammed lately with obviously children with COVID-19, and not only COVID-19, but RSV, because there's been a summer insurgence of RSV, which normally we see in the wintertime. And if you have little children, or if you've had little children recently, you know RSV is a big deal, and it's scary, and it's concerning with your child who may have it. But for the most part, kids work their way through it. It's not easy, but it's more often than not that children get better from RSV. My son had RSV as he's a toddler, but around a year old, and it was tough and scary, but he got through it. But right now, in the summertime, that was in the winter, you know, a long time ago, and now we're seeing a large number of cases of RSV in our state and really in some of the surrounding areas in the summertime. And there have been a lot of questions as to what's responsible for that. And so some of those questions were answered at this committee meeting. And I'll just want to provide some of the points that she, from this 3-hour long conversation that she presented. And this was a few days ago that she... When did she make this post? I'm sorry. Forgive me while I look up. Okay, so this was from yesterday. And she says there were, as of yesterday, there were 21 children in Arkansas Children's Hospital due to COVID-19. 9 were in the ICU. 5 were on ventilators. 16 of the 21 were over 12. But for some reason, not all of them were eligible for a vaccination. Out of the children hospitalized, there was a mix of patients who did or did not have underlying conditions. In July of 2020, there were 57 children hospitalized with COVID. In July of 21, there were 77 children hospitalized with COVID. She said one difference is that last year, children were in the hospital for other medical reasons, and this year, children are primarily there due to COVID. Over 500 children tested positive for RSV in July at Arkansas Children's Hospital, and it's 10 times higher than normal. So, in the comments section of her post, there was some discussion about the reasoning for RSV, and some of the comments, including one by Senator Davis, alluded to the fact that because we wore masks last year, kids didn't get RSV and had no immunity to it, and that's why we're seeing a resurgence of RSV this summer, and why we're seeing a lot more children with RSV than we normally had. And listen, I know that this is just a discussion between people about what might be, or nobody said with all definitive, like, obviously they're not doctors. But I know doctors that work at Children's Hospital. And, you know, the thing is, I don't understand why there is not a, like, in her post specifically, and I have a lot of respect for Senator Davis. We've done things together publicly, and so just to preface this, is not just an attack on her or anything specific about her. What it is a frustration with some elected officials who are afraid to say, go get the shot. I don't understand that. I don't understand why it is such a drain on their political career to say, wear a mask or get a shot. Like, why are we talking about, yes, 500 children with RSV is a huge deal, very much. But that's not caused by children not wearing masks or wearing them. Like, basically, RSV mutates so often, and there is no vaccine for RSV, and little children are going to get it, or they're not going to get it. And the way they don't get it is from people putting their dirty hands all over the little babies because they're cute. If you don't kiss on little babies when you're sick, then they don't get sick. That's how you keep children from getting RSV. The same way you keep them from getting anything. And the same way we can prevent COVID by washing our hands and not loving all over each other and snotting all over each other and staying away from people that are sick or wearing a mask out in public so that you don't breathe your vapors on those that you come into contact with. Like, there are true and valid things that our medical community, our pediatricians, our doctors at Arkansas Children's Hospital, that maybe your personal doctor are saying, this is what you can do to help the spread of COVID. Because some of the things that they did say in this meeting that weren't necessarily in Senator Davis's synopsis of the meeting were that the best way to address the COVID crisis is to get vaccinated. And that even though masks aren't as effective as the vaccine, they are still effective. They said wearing masks work, even cloth ones. Kids in school should socially distance and kids should wear masks. And anyone who can over the age of 12 should get vaccinated. And so, I don't in any way, shape, or form want to attack elected officials, because this is a very serious issue. That's not what I'm doing. Senator Davis is a great citizen of our community. She's done a lot of good as senator, and I want her to keep doing good as senator. But what I also want is for my kids to not get sick with COVID. And I don't want her kids to get sick with COVID or anybody's kids to get sick with COVID. And so when it comes to the school year that's upcoming in less than 3 weeks, what are we going to do? Are our teachers going to get paid if they have to quarantine? Are our children going to be made to wear masks because some of their parents aren't getting vaccinated, but some other parents are? I have a question here. Is there a place that we can, is there a place that we can get the information that was presented at this meeting? Yes, I will share a link to that meeting here in just a moment, because it was posted on her page, and that way those of you can watch the 3-hour meeting. But and you can take the information for yourself. But it will take me a minute to get there. bear with me. It's just me tonight, y'all. So we're gonna do it and get it done for those who are concerned. Now, again, just to clarify, I'm also not a doctor, so I have friends that are, just as everybody else does. And so what I would implore you is to listen to them, because it is a very high percentage of them that are saying, here are the important aspects of this situation that we are in. Vaccines, number one thing to do so that you can be safe. Because if you get COVID, you can get COVID even with a vaccine. But if you do, then you are less likely to be hospitalized. I think this is the link, and I will post it 2 hours, 45 minutes. Yeah, this looks like the link. The Jeopardy theme. Thanks, Chris. I'm going to post this to the comment section right now. Maybe. Okay, that should be the link for those of you who are wondering. You can watch it yourself. But the reason that there was not as many people with RSV is because our children were wearing masks, or they were at home, or they were social distancing. So, like, it is proof that social distancing and mask wearing works, because our kids didn't get RSV. So therefore, why are we so hesitant to do it with COVID? This is my only question in the frustration of discussing these things with people who have a right to not want to get a vaccine or don't want to. I don't like wearing a mask. I hate it. It's like, it messes up my beard. It's frustrating. I can't understand people because I can't see their lips moving when they're talking. And I don't hear well because sometimes my kids yell in my ears, or they shoot me in the ear with water gun, or something happens and I got stuff and I can't hear, or drainage or whatever. I need to see your lips moving so I can understand you. It's hard. But, like, it's not harder than dying from COVID. Okay, I'm going to stop there because I don't want to be angry. I want all of you to live happy and healthy lives. Let's see here, some comments. Every RCT test done support no significant change in mask. Okay. But the Michael, I understand what your comment is saying here. But the mask is not to protect you from getting COVID. It's to keep your spit from coming out of your mouth when you talk or sneeze and staying inside the mask. So no, it won't. I mean, they are not effective from keeping you from getting COVID. They're effective from keeping you from spreading it to others. Yes, it messes up my beard. I did have a really nice lady make me an awesome beard mask, too, that were longer, that come down. They don't crease my beard, and I wear them at work. And that's, so I'm thankful that I have those. Yes, she is writing those quotes from me, Rachel. Probably to keep them for when she needs to embarrass me in public. Okay. Yay. See, I know how to use technology, Chris. I got the Bluetooth thumbs. All right. Well, if you guys don't want to argue with me anymore, it's just me by myself this week. Pray for Chris and her family and a potential medical issue. Please subscribe to our podcast on Apple, on Spotify, on Google, on whatever RSS or podcast feed. Check out our website at beardsass.com. We have email. You can email beardsass@gmail.com if you have any fun Arkansas or River Valley stories that you want to talk about for our history podcast. No, Chris, I'm not going to wear a Mandalorian helmet. I'm sorry. It's sweaty and gross, and like I'm more of a Jedi versus a Mandalorian. But I feel what you're saying. I smell what you're stepping in. Please share this video with your friends. Let them know what's going on in the local River Valley. And we will see you next week.